when in Rome. People say, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. But things are not that simple. There is no universal rule. What do you do when you are in Rome with people who are not Romans? What should you do when you are in a mix of Romans and non-Romans? Even a simple greeting can sometimes be bewildering. I was born and raised in Japan. I received a Japanese public education in the suburbs of Tokyo, and until I was an adult, I hadn't experienced living closely with people who had roots outside of Japan. As an adult, I have lived in several countries, including China, for study and work, but I was never confused by greetings. That is, until I went to France. When it comes to greeting customs, the biggest difference between France and the places I had experienced before was physical contact. Did you know? The common greeting in France is called bis. The basic form is to put cheek to cheek and to make a kissing sound with your lips. What makes it difficult is deciding with whom and in what circumstances you should exchange a bis. Another problem is whether the bis is accompanied by a hug or how many times you do it, depends on the region and the relationship. In the region where I lived for the first time in France, it was often done once between acquaintances or when in a real hurry, and twice between friends after getting to know each other a little better. But in some regions, it's even done four times. A bis is exchanged both when meeting and parting, and it accompanies every hello, good morning, and see you later. At first, when I wasn't used to the greeting, I'd get a bit frustrated because the other person's face was so close to mine. But I didn't mind it because I enjoyed the stronger sense of intimacy. However, in Rome, or rather France, I was never able to exchange a bis if the person I was talking to was Japanese. Having grown up in Japan, I felt that the physical closeness of a bis was only appropriate between me and my romantic partner, and that was a passionate feeling when not for others' eyes. In Japan, I felt that that kind of closeness should be avoided in public. It seems this sense was shared by the other Japanese people I met in France, which resulted in a strange phenomenon. Where French and Japanese people mingled, bis was practiced between French people and between French people and Japanese people, but not between Japanese people, even when in the same place. The story gets even more complicated when you are with someone who is neither French nor Japanese. I'd like to share one experience that left a strong impression on me. At the time, I attended a hobby meeting once a week. Most participants were foreigners, including myself, although there were some French people. Most are Europeans, but there were a few Chinese. One person was from Korea. Then there was me. Once everyone was together, it was somewhat awkward, but almost every combination exchanged a bis, just as Romans, sorry, the French do. My exchanges of bis with the other Asians was a bit more hesitant than with the Europeans. It seems the other Asians were hesitant too, but it was not as intimidating as with other Japanese. Interestingly, and the reason I said almost every combination exchanged a bis, was that I never saw Chinese people do it together. I felt a sense of similarity there. One day, in the early afternoon, as I was waiting at the local prefectural office to extend my residence permit, a Chinese man I had met at the hobby meeting came in. He was waiting for the same procedure. We were surprised at the coincidence, and as we exchanged hellos and have you eaten, we did the bis as usual. I was called first, and when I returned, he was still in the waiting room. We chatted some more, and then his name was called. According to the norm of the occasion, the normal local rules, which we'd done at or meetings or when we had just met a few minutes early, we should have exchanged a bis, but we didn't. After a moment's hesitation, we both stepped aside and said a simple see you later. Why did we do a bis when meeting, but not when parting? There was only one rational reason I could think of, language. Before I was called in for the procedure, we were speaking French. But after the procedure was over, our chatter had shifted to Chinese. We got into the topic of a book he had been reading while waiting, which was written in Chinese. And Chinese was easier to use when that happened. The same two people in the same place would exchange bits when using French, but avoid it when speaking Chinese. It was as if their respective judgments about how it was appropriate to behave were influenced more by language than by location. When in Rome, it's really not so simple after all.